Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He's the author of Operation Dark Heart, excellent book. Some of it got excised by the Pentagon. They didn't want you reading it. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, and during the one-minute break, he was getting into, look how fast Tripoli fell, U.S. troops involved, we're in the dark. Wolfowitz is the engineer of this. You got the floor in the last 5 minutes, Colonel. Take it away.
Well, one of my credible sources told me a while back that the real power that pushed us into this conflict was two notable figures. One was Samantha Powers, one of the notable advisors to President Obama, and then also a shadowy figure, which I was kind of surprised to hear about, but I when you look at it, I guess it makes perfect sense, is Paul Wolfowitz. Apparently, the two of them got together, did a memo, which basically said, hey, we need to do something here. And I think most folks understood going in that the humanitarian guise for the whole thing was a total sham. And so when you look at it, and the other thing for your audience to consider here is, you know, we've been watching this war for months, and, you know, we've been seeing these rebels who can barely even, you know, shoot an AK-47 the right way without, you know, killing themselves. And all of a sudden they grow efficiency and are able to storm Tripoli and take it over. So what's wrong with this picture? I mean, you guys can see some of this in the shadows of the press if you look at it very carefully. There's been rumor now that certain special operations units of both the British and possibly the U.S. were actually advising these guys, helping them to organize. So when you look on the face of it, you really do come to see that there's no way the rebels could have self-organized, moved in rapidly, and taken over the size city of the complex with the complexity of Tripoli without some level of help. And so, again, this is where I'm concerned. I think everybody.
Well, sir, it's now confirmed that a whole bunch of special forces from other Arab nations, the French, the British, the U.S., the night landing. And there's been videos and photos released of Anglos up there firing anti-tank guns and other systems. So there's now no doubt that they were used there.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. We've got to be smarter. I don't know why we're not thinking this through, and maybe we're purposely not thinking this through. Maybe there's something I don't understand. But from a military perspective, from looking at this situation from a military perspective, there's two key things. First, if we really wanted to get this done, we should have done it in a month with one armored brigade going in, cutting through, and being done. And frankly, we would have killed less civilians would have died by us taking direct action if you go in. And this goes to the Colin Powell comment to George Bush: if you break it, you own it. Well, we broke it, and we're not willing to own up to the fact that we've made the situation bad. Secondly, and more importantly, Alex, is the fact that we really don't know what's going to happen next. And sometimes, I hate to say this, and some of my friends may get on me for this, but sometimes the devil you know is actually better than the devil you don't. Gaddafi was a lot of things, but if nothing else, he kind of stayed out of the world's way. He gave goofy, long speeches at the UN, but for the most part, he kind of knew what you were dealing with.
Well, he'd also rolled over 7 years ago, gave up the WMDs, started investing his money in Western banks. This sends a signal, you come in and out of the cold, we're going to betray you.
Right. And this is where I think of course, we ignore the fact that we should have done something years ago if we're going to do something against him based on the things he did regarding Lockerbie and the bombings, the disco bombings in Germany. With that said, we've waited all this time, and now all of a sudden we're upset with him. It doesn't pass the common sense test. And this is where I think there's some other things that the American people need to be demanding that Congress look into. This screams for investigation, Alex. It really does.
Well, now you talk about you break it, you own it. They admit most of the country, no power, water.
Right.
And it's a big population that was, you know, living in an industrialized system. And reportedly, it is descending into a humanitarian nightmare, the very thing they claim the war was for.
Exactly. And I said that a week ago on one of the programs on cable. I said, we will see a descent into chaos because no one's really in charge. And because of the real objectives of the new group is not really to bring the country together. I think you're going to see a Bosnia-esque situation, a balkanization, if you will, of the environment. And it's just not going to be helpful for anybody.
Colonel, I look forward to speaking to you in the near future, hopefully in the next few weeks, because this is unfolding and your analysis is piercing. We'll talk to you again soon, author of Operation Dark Heart. Take care, Colonel.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into the Gardasil shots in Mexico, police, life in prison for filming them. Ron Paul's coming up. Stay with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. direct.com/alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Ron Paul is scheduled later in the hour. We were going to get Bernard von Notaus on in the next hour, but we're able to get him now, so we've got him. And then in the third hour, I'm going to get into forced Gardasil shots coming to Mexico and all the carnage that it's left in its wake here in the U.S. We're also going to get into Rick Perry. It's now emerging, was a big Hillary Care supporter and gave speeches and wrote letters and said, oh, yes, we must have socialism. So that means mainline Republicans, there's nothing more they love than getting conned. So they're going to line up for that big time. Of course, they can vote for Obamacare, Mitt Romney. They like that too. The worse the candidate, and the more they lie to them, they just love it. So we're going to be talking about that as well coming up with Ron Paul. Also, continuing here with the news, we're going to look at what's happening in the economy. A jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. Now, 6 months ago, Bernard von Notaus, who for decades ran the Royal Hawaiian Mint, and who also then 14 years ago, or 14 plus now, set up the Liberty Dollar. And it's an open silver and gold-backed system that does not masquerade as a Federal Reserve note or the defunct U.S. dollar. We haven't had that since the Federal Reserve took over. Except for a brief time when JFK reissued greenbacks.
$5 billion of them. He was going to issue $50 billion. It says U.S. note, has a red stamp on it. It's $5 bills. You can find them in any coin shop, usually for about $10-$15. You won't actually see the last time we had actual dollars in this country. It was 1963, and, you know, the bankers didn't like that too much. So he issued silver and gold rounds or coins. There are hundreds of companies out there over the years, thousands that have commissioned coins at different mints. I mean, there's Ron Paul coins. There's university coins. There's military coins. You see the ads constantly. I mean, my entire life on TV, especially on, you know, Saturday and Sunday, you see coin ads up there from this mint or that mint, or companies find a sunken ship with 10,000 ounces of silver, and they strike them into new coins with the image of the ship on it. I mean, you see those ads. I mean, I've ordered them myself. And when they convicted him because of a pet jury, and by the way, they're convicting people of filming police in public. It's not eavesdropping, and later courts overthrow it, but they can get juries to send a child to the gas chamber for not brushing their teeth. I mean, they can get a jury because of these prosecutors play on their ignorance to do anything. And 98% of people are convicted in federal court because these are kept juries. They don't really rotate. It's just one group of normally criminals that sit on them. So it might not have been ignorance. And they allow informants to come in and lie knowingly. I mean, it's very dangerous. So Bernard von Nothaus didn't take it like a joke. He said, this is ridiculous. Ha, 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 I'm not worried. He went in. They convicted him. Even the AP's own analysis, we're going to him, the day after it said, this is crazy. We've checked the law. This isn't counterfeiting Federal Reserve notes or anything. It's silver and gold coins. There's all these other companies. And in their statement, they said, this is the FBI Charlotte Division from the U.S. Attorney. It says, attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country, that's what the Federal Reserve's done, are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. Well, that's what the Federal Reserve is. Yeah, terrorist. U.S. Attorney Tompkins said in an announcing the verdict, while these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of our country, she added. We are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government. Democratic. Now, this is what I've got Mr. Nothaus on about. I wanted to fill you in. Now, the Secret Service has announced, and CoinWorld has reported on it, so has Infowars.com, feds may seize Liberty dollars, that yes, the coins are illegal to even hold, even if it's for educational purposes, just like they're now saying Gibson guitars or any other wooden furniture, firearms, that could have now be an endangered tree. If you can't prove when you bought it, they're going to start SWAT teaming you, and it's beginning. So gold, silver coins, wood firearms, wooden guitars. I mean, it's on. Thousands of arrests or raids, dozens of times I've seen where they've arrested people selling lemonade, Amish being raided, people being arrested or fined for having garage sales. It's on. You don't have gardens in your yard. It's on. It's on. The Depression's here, and you are not going to be self-sufficient. You're not going to have an alternative currency. But the good news is they may have hurt this guy and made him a martyr for now, but like a phoenix, seven states have passed or are passing laws to bring in silver. So this idea, its time has come and no army can stop it. And so we are joined by Bernard von Nothaus. Sir, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, it's always a pleasure to visit with you.
Well, tell us about how you've been doing, waiting for sentencing 6 months from their lordships and their kangaroo imperial court, and what you make of their statement that your coins themselves are counterfeit.
Well, I've been holding up pretty well, Alex, even though it's been almost a half a year since I was convicted, and I still don't know when I'm going to be sentenced, which is probably still months away. But, you know, I've been whiling away working on my pet projects. But I am particularly incensed and alarmed by the recent article that CoinWorld just announced that Liberty dollars may be subject to seizure. This is a gross expansion on the part of the government, and I don't think they really realize what they're sticking their male member or female member into, quite frankly, right now, you know.
And by that, their ruling, their statement, their kangaroo largesse, their administrative law, which you know does come out of the, well, the end that you don't eat with, they are saying that all gold and silver is illegal.
Well, no, they're saying Liberty dollars may be seized, Alex.
No, I know, but the way they've written it, saying silver and gold coins are counterfeit, that could be expanded out into everything the way I read it. It's very dangerous.
Well, I agree that it's dangerous, but they're not saying that gold and silver coins, because after all, the United States Mint makes gold and silver coins.
Yeah, I know, but they're saying your coins could be subject to seizure. That sets the precedent for all of them.
Well, it's a dangerous slope. I give you that, Alex. But, you know, the Liberty Dollar was unique in its design, its mission, everything about the Liberty Dollar. And it was also unique that this article by Coin World came out at exactly the same time that I was actually in Charlotte appearing in court asking for an extension to find an attorney to represent me during my sentencing hearing. So, boy, a lot of interesting things. The biggest part here, Alex, and the reason I say that the government doesn't understand the implications of what they're saying is that when they raided Sunshine, they confiscated Liberty dollars, they seized 170,000 ounces of silver. But in reality, because the vast majority of Liberty dollar supporters did not trust the government and did not believe that the government wouldn't come in and seize the property, 90% of all Liberty dollars were in specie form. We fill people's orders. So that means that the 170,000 that they seized is only 10%, okay? And the vast majority of the 1.7 million Liberty dollars are out there in circulation in millions of people's hands. I mean, this is widely distributed. When you think about 1.7 million ounces, that doesn't take into consideration the fractionals, because we had halves and quarters and two-fifths, one-fifth, one-twentieth. So I would gather, Alex, that there is probably about 2 million, at least 2 million Liberty dollars that are out there floating around. So if they're going to go out there and start trying to collect that, wow, they're really going to have their job cut out for them.
Well, you know, they don't care. They don't have to arrest every Amish farmer. They don't have to arrest every Lemon State owner. You know, they like, again, it's about doing brazen, crazy things to just get us to accept that, well, my pimp beats me. He puts cigarettes out on me. I mean, this is about exercising their will on us. This is about hiking their leg on us.
Well, I certainly agree with you there, Alex, that they use gross intimidating tactics, okay? But the thing is what they're already doing is driving the price of Liberty dollars even higher than what they were on eBay and other different sites that handle Liberty dollars. I got a report from one of our supporters who said that he saw a 1 ounce copper on eBay for $70, for Pete's sakes, Alex. It's astronomical what Liberty dollars are going for. And we were just trying to help the government find their way to issue a value-based currency.
Well, my question is, if they say you're counterfeiting, are they going to go after the seven states that are starting to issue silver?
Well, the states have a long ways to go before they get to that point, to be honest with you, Alex. And if Nevada's any example, when they took it to the attorney general, when the state's people in Nevada took it to their attorney general, he immediately poo-pooed the whole thing, and it suddenly died. Yes, there's a lot of rhetoric about states' rights issuing something like this, but states cannot issue any gold and silver coins. They're specifically barred from that from the Constitution. Now, could they go to a third party? Could they allow a different currency to be used? Could they accept a gold and silver currency to be used to pay taxes? Yes, they could do that. I mean, after all, they are using those dreaded depreciating Federal Reserve notes.
Bernard Von Nothaus, stay there. I want to come back and talk about your case and why they went after you. Well, because you were successful in educating people. You're a political prisoner in waiting. Stay with us.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Well, the founder of the Liberty Dollar, the Royal Hawaiian Mint, you name it, Bernard von Nothaus is our guest. What do you think of the way that this blew up in their face? I mean, even mainstream media said it was crazy that you were convicted for minting silver and gold coins and criticizing the Federal Reserve. I mean, you clearly were not masquerading as their masquerading counterfeit currency.
Well, that's an understatement, Alex. I'm certainly not been masquerading. You know, I was on tour for 12 years speaking all across the United States at a lot of different events in terms of providing a solution to the government. I thought that we were being helpful to the government because obviously they'd lost their way. They had their head up in a dark, foul place and that they needed some assistance. So I thought the Liberty Dollar was going to be well received. And actually, Alex, to be honest with you, it was very well received by the government for the first, seven or eight years. I mean, a lot of prominent government officials replied to the government that the Liberty Dollar was legal. I appeared on the Learning Channel special along with the Federal Reserve and U.S. Mint and Department of Bureau and Printing. And so, I mean, it was no secret about what I was doing, Alex, but evidently, they really got their nose out of joint somewhere between April the 18th when Coin World ran an article saying that Liberty Dollars were legal to collect. And that came directly from the Department of Treasury until, like, yesterday when they issued that new article from Coin World saying that Liberty Dollars may be confiscated. Amazing turn of events there, Alex.
So it looks like they're trying to get their federal regulations in line with your fake conviction because now they realize, wow, we convicted somebody on something that isn't illegal. So they think, I guess, retroactively, they can have the Treasury flip-flop and say, well, we said you could have these, but now you can't. And so you're convicted of something that wasn't yet their regulation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the government flip-flopping is nothing new, Alex. You know, these are people that you can't trust. I mean, that's why we have these nice adjectives to describe our favorite government. You know, there's no doubt about that. But the thing is that they're putting a lot of people at risk right now because, as I mentioned, there's somewhere around 2 million Liberty Dollar pieces out there. And I'm not talking about the paper certificate. I'm just talking about in gold, silver, and platinum specie form. So I don't know where the government's going to go with this. The latest word in Coin World when they contacted the Secret Service was, well, we'll get back to you in a few weeks. In other words, they're going to think, what the hell is going on here? And hopefully they'll come to their senses and they'll realize that there was nothing illegal about the Liberty Dollar.
Well, the word is, because you also had the paper currency redeemable in gold and silver, and sure, copper, that they wanted to raid and hope that you didn't have the reserves versus the paper you had out there. That's actually what the Federal Reserve does. For every dollar gets put in the bank, they can loan out 10. But unfortunately, you actually had the reserves and more, and so they had to make something else up on you. Where is all that gold and silver now?
Well, we almost had the government bring that into court. Of course, we're talking about 9 tons, Alex, of gold and silver, which is a huge pile. But unfortunately, when the judge found out that it's being stored in Texas and we were in North Carolina, he said, well, that's a long ways to go just to see the big pile of gold and silver. You know, so they talked about getting videos of it and this and that. That never materialized. But the long and short of it is, Alex, yes, we did have 100% backing. We actually had more silver. They confiscated, oh, I don't know, 30 or 40 extra thousand ounces on top of the silver that they confiscated that are backing up the certificates. Now, remember, the certificates are not illegal. The government has acknowledged in writing, the United States has acknowledged in writing, that the certificates are not illegal. So the people who have the certificates still have a bona fide claim, even after I go to jail or go to prison, a bona fide claim to recover at least the value, if not the gold and silver, if those are still classified as contraband. So they wouldn't be returned, but the government would have to give you fair market value for everything that you're holding in either the paper or digital Liberty Dollar certificate.
All right, Bernard von Nothaus, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you in the near future. And when the history books are written, you'll be known as the Rosa Parks of monetary freedom and constitutional money. Thank you so much, sir.
Where did you get that, Alex? Where did you get that phrase?
I just said it. Thank you, sir. Ron Paul's coming up next. Thank you so much, sir. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food and amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's one world, WHEY.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's the hardest working statesman we've got up there at the federal government level. And, of course, Congressman Ron Paul is one of the few statesmen we've got. And we've only got him for 15 minutes, so let's get right into it. Congressman, what do you make of the Super Congress and the fact that Congress was not able to even be involved in the Libya operation?
Well, to me, it's an outrage. First, the Super Congress is some newfangled invention by the people who couldn't solve the problems up there and weren't willing to cut anything, so they're just going to pick 12 people who are supposed to, you know, pick out the things to really cut. So I have no confidence that they'll achieve anything. And even if they did, it'd be risky because why should we turn the whole Congress over to 12 individuals to make these decisions? So I don't anticipate that they're going to come up with a solution. If they did, they'll probably be raising taxes and they probably won't cut any money away from some of this militarism going on. They haven't even been brave enough to cut the money from Libya, so I don't expect a whole lot to happen from that Super Congress.
Congressman, is there any recourse with Obama telling Congress, I don't need your authority to go to war in Libya, I have the UN giving me the authority, and I, quote, do this for their credibility? I mean, are we just going to, I guess, sit here collectively? I mean, I know you've been fighting it. And just allow the power of the purse and the power of war to more and more move to the executive?
I'm afraid that people aren't going to demand it and the Congress won't respond. And there's a few of us, you know, that file suit and we try to fight it and vote against the funding, but we never get the majority. But, you know, it's not like it's brand new. I know this is an outrage, but, you know, it's pretty much what's been going on since Truman. Truman actually, you know, did that on Korea. And, of course, we still are spending money on Korea. So on, at times they would come, a president would come and get token approval. They never get a declaration of war. It's just a token approval to do what I want. If I want to fight a war, I can, and Congress is expected to finance it. So we've given up a lot over the last 100 years, and I think the responsibility of the Congress to be the final decision maker on going to war, that's been long gone lost, but that's one of the things we've all been fighting for, is try to restore that principle to our country.
Recently, shifting into monetary issues, you had Bernanke on the hot seat. You said, is gold money? And he said, no, it's not. Their counterfeit Federal Reserve notes are. Now we've seen 2 weeks ago on Meet the Press, the former head of the Federal Reserve, Greenspan, I'm sure you saw it, say, hey, we're not going to default. We'll just print money. But isn't that a form of default? That's that inflation tax you've been talking about, and another way of cheating people that have bought the treasuries. I mean, it's looking more and more like Hitler in his bunker to watch the Federal Reserve giggling about what they're doing.
Yeah, once a country gets this indebted, they never pay their bills. They can't work their way out. Theoretically, we could, you know, if we did all the things necessary, but in reality, countries don't. And especially if you end up over 40% of the money you need to operate, if you have to borrow it, it's at a point almost of no return. So they have to liquidate the debt. First, they won't admit we're in bankruptcy because they've been able to pawn it off on the American taxpayer by raising taxes and inflating the currency and borrowing around the world. But we literally are bankrupt. So the debt has to be liquidated, and it is true. We won't default on the debt in the sense that they won't pay off the holders of bonds. They'll always be paying off, just like the holders of the obligations for Social Security will always send a check. But what they don't have control on is the value of that money they send. Matter of fact, it is a deliberate policy of the Fed, and Bernanke has essentially admitted this, that the only way we can get out of this is inflation. Some of the liberal economists are saying what this economy really needs is an inflation rate of about 6%. And so they're actually encouraging the inflation in order for the real debt to go down. Obviously, if your dollar loses 50% in purchasing power, your real debt goes down 50%. So 50% inflation, which they're liable to get, the real debt goes from 14 down to 7. But the real problem is everybody doesn't suffer equally. Some people suffer more. Some people actually benefit. And the middle class generally gets wiped out. And if they want to aim for 5, 10, or 15, or 30% inflation, they don't have control of it. It may turn into 100% inflation, and it'll get out of control. And that's what I think is our greatest danger right now.
Congressman, it's been said by a lot of pundits that you're a prophet. I think Al Sharpton even said that. And that they can't deny that basically everything you've talked about has now come true. And they say Ron Paul's on a mission. He's certainly educating people. So at least they're admitting that you are in a war of ideas and that you're trying to change the course of history. And I would say successfully doing that, win, lose, or draw. But getting some into the campaign, even when you were on Neil Cavuto yesterday or a few days ago, I saw it on YouTube last night, not sure when, you know, he kept saying, too bad you can't win. I sure love you. Too bad you can't win. So it was kind of a back slap in a smiley way. I'm not attacking Cavuto, but the issue is, in every poll I've seen, I watch it, you've been number one, number two, or number three for the last 6 months, and you win the New Hampshire straw poll, you get a technical tie, even when they're buying the votes in Iowa, and they put out this hoax that you can't win. But then, meanwhile, and this is what I want you to speak to, you've got Romney, who's the Obamacare author, his model. It's now come out that not only was Perry the campaign manager in Texas for Gore, but that now we learn in 93 he gave speeches and wrote letters endorsing Hillary Care, worse than Obamacare, and forced Gardasil shots, sir. So I know you're a gentleman, but it all hinges, in my political opinion, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you have much greater gravitas than I, on you going after these people because they are basically like Obama, but they look more like Ronald Reagan. I mean, what do you say about these two establishment hacks that the system is exalting as our, you know, as our new leader?
But generally, over the years, I've allowed their policies to speak for themselves, and their policies are now failing wholesale. That's why our voice is growing in strength and credibility, because everything they say and do and advocate is a total failure, whether it's the wars they fight or the printing of the money or running up these debts and all these proposals for the bureaucracy. I mean, just think of the size of government over the last the growth of the government over these last 50 years. It's been horrendous. So I think that that is such glaring evidence that you all, I don't relish the thought of just really accusing them of all sorts of things, because they're all to blame, and it's bigger than one person.
I understand, but those are the guys that they're selling your voters, mainline Republicans, libertarians, conservatives. I mean, Rick Perry has gone from doubling the size of Texas government in 10 years to saying basically that he's, you know, I'm the real Ron Paul. I'm Rick Perry. And, the Federal Reserve is almost treacherous or treasonous. I mean, he's trying to become you. So what do you say to that?
Well, I think that people have to realize and look at his record. And when they look at his record, they know that he's a flip-flopper. I mean, how can what he say be much different than what Romney has done with his medical care system up in Massachusetts? And you're right. Barry has endorsed Hillary's program. So, but the American people, I guess one reason why it seems so obvious to me, why does anybody even have to lecture people? Why don't they just wake up and look at history and investigate a little bit? But I think more and more is coming out. I think Perry, is going to be a very, very formidable politician, and he may well walk off with it. But it's a sad state of affairs if the people don't wake up and look at their records. You know, how can they be so happy about, like you said, he was the chairman for Al Gore in Texas in, 1980, I guess.
1988, handing roads over to center of Spain, Bilderberg Group meetings, forced inoculations. I mean, the fact is he's doing all this stuff now, not just in 93 praising Hillary. What person in their right mind would support Hillary care? I mean, I was 18 years old when they were trying to ram through, or 17, and I knew it was bad when I was 17. So right there, it shows he's got major judgment problems.
People in Washington that I've known for years, and those generally who run for presidency, the only thing that motivates them is power. And it's not sound ideas, it's not freedom, and they're locked in on this power struggle. Both parties are this way. The parties pretend they're different, and they have different rhetoric, but, you know, regardless of which party's in control, they end up doing the same thing. So it's only the power and the ability to provide special benefits to those special interests that put them in the power.
Yes, sir.
The reason why things are so different today is we're bankrupt, and that's why this is all going to come to an end. So the big question is who's going to pick up the pieces now, and who's going to lead the charge away from the drift where we have gone to, you know, in the last really 100 years, whether it's foreign policy or monetary policy, IRS, and the Fed, and all these things have gone on for a long time. But I think it's coming to an end. And,
yes, sir.
And that's why what we're doing now, all of us, you know, is so important. I think their failures are going to speak for themselves. It's going to be their failures are shouting out very loud about how poorly their ideas are working.
We've only got about 4 minutes left with you, sir, so I want to move quickly here. Obviously, when you say he may well walk away with it, you are within striking distance. If we can just expose the hoax that is Rick Perry and then the other minion, Mitt Romney, you are going to have it, sir. And it's perfect timing. You're the man of the hour. God has literally, you know, given you to us, that you've been right all these years, never compromised. Right as America's collapsing, here you are with the constitutional, tried and true, common sense solutions. But if you do lose, you still win by educating people. You say that you're going to go home after this, when your term is up. If you don't win the presidency, if you don't win the presidency and leave, sir, are you still going to write and speak?
Oh, I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't do that. I've always thought that I've always done the same thing, whether I'm in office or out of office or whatever, and the goals have always been the same. The elected position has generally been secondary. But the one thing is if you're in the business of trying to change the course of a country, you can do a much better job if you're in office. And obviously, you know, as president, I can do a much better job than if I'm just looking for a format and wondering where I'll go next. So, it's more or less out of my hands. I just do what I have to do, and we'll see how things come out.
So we'll still be able to have you pop in from time to time, even if you do retire.
I'm going to be around.
You are awesome, sir. Final questions here, because you know, this is why I know you're so real, not just that you don't compromise and not just your perfect constitutional voting record. I hope everybody gets behind you. Campaign for Liberty as well, with all the other great candidates. Donate at RonPaul2012.com. Knock on doors. Get involved in your party precincts. Become a delegate. Ron Paul can win and will win if we get behind him. He's put his hat in the ring and is pouring his heart and soul out. It's up to us to get behind Ron Paul or wish later by gnashing our teeth that we would have. But, sir, in closing, last year at a Campaign for Liberty event, you talked about a coup in America. You said the CIA's been caught shipping drugs in. We've had a coup in America. I want you to specifically, because I get a lot of questions about that to this day, what you exactly meant by that.
Well, I imagine if you pin me down, the literal sense of what a coup generally is, probably not quite that, but for the CIA to really be running the show, I was referring to the CIA at the time, because it's so secretive, it's somewhat like the secrets of the Federal Reserve in finances. It's so hard to find out what's going on. But the CIA is involved in war. They are involved in military activity. They pick targets from Langley in Alexandria, you know, in Virginia. They can shoot missiles to any spot in the world, generally killing a lot of people they shouldn't be killing and missing the ones they're trying to target. So therefore, it is totally secret. This is even out of, you know, out of the realm of what Obama does when he says, well, I'm going in and I'm just going to be with NATO and I'm going to start bombing Libya. I think this is very serious. And now we have the DOD person, Petraeus, going over to the CIA, and then the CIA head going over to the military. It's such a mixed deal that we don't know exactly what's happening, but I know the CIA has been involved in so many elections around the world. They pick and choose dictators. I'm sure they're in, I don't think there's any doubt they're very much involved in these revolutions going on in the Mediterranean, and we're just out trying to pick dictators. So I just don't like all this secrecy and government out of the control of the people who are responsible.
Well, Congressman, we've got to let you go. I want to ask you one last question and just remind folks to get behind RonPaul2012.com. Speaking of FEMA, you've been criticized for saying we don't need FEMA, but all they do is confiscate guns at Katrina. That's really not the federal government's job, I guess. But you were asked by reporter Robert Wanick a few weeks ago in Iowa about the H.R. 645 National Emergency Centers Establishment Act, and you said, yeah, that's their goal. They're setting up the stage for violence in this country, no doubt about it, responded Paul. Sir, in conclusion, what did you mean by that? Who are they?
Well, I'm not even sure I recall that exact conversation, but, you know, the FEMA is in charge of all emergencies, so whether it's a natural disaster or whatever, they're in charge of our land. They're land planners. They're economic planners, and they're planning for any provision. And I think the establishment of people in Washington, both Republicans and Democrats, know history just like we do, that you can have a breakdown of law and order. So the people, unfortunately, will be begging for a stabilization, and they'll be inviting the federal government to come in to stabilize things. So I think they're making plans along those lines to how they take care of a problem when there's a breakdown of law and order.
And they'd like that power grab.
That's their goal. It's all about power.
Congressman Ron Paul, RonPaul2012.com, sir, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Okay, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. There goes Congressman Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. And I always feel guilty when I call up and get him on the show because I happen to know how hard he's working. But there he was, and that was definitely a powerful interview. Wow, that is the real deal. Perfect constitutional voting record. You claim you're an American, you claim you stand for America, that's it. In fact, I really have to agree. I admire Ron Paul more than anybody else out there alive, unless you're talking about my dad or somebody or my grandpa's. But politically, he's it. And if you want founding father material, who was it? Lou Rockwell said, we haven't had something like this since the time of Jefferson. He has never compromised. He works 18 hours a day, admittedly sleeping less than 6 hours. He might take off, I've been told by a lot of folks that know him more than I, 1.5, maybe 2 days a month. All the rest of the time, stoic research, radio interviews. All he does is exercise for 1 hour in the morning. He doesn't even hardly eat anything. I've been at events when Ron Paul's, he doesn't eat. He barely sleeps. And you can see it in his face. Like, you've got to pray for that guy. I mean, that's why he gets demonized and attacked, and the COINTELPRO says he's not real. You're not real. You're scum. You're filth. You work for the globalist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Learned something during the break. One of the guys back there in the shipping office, his parents live in Lake Jackson, three doors down from the Pauls. You know, it's one of those subdivision / rural areas backing up on folks' little pieces of property. And he says he was out there, I think he said just a few weeks ago, and it was 100 and something degrees. And there's Ron Paul mowing the yard and doing stuff in the garden and everything. He's just a regular guy who milked cows and then, of course, had a milk run when he was a little kid, got up every day at 3:30 in the morning and went and did it. And he's just old line America, what's left of it. And a doctor, so disciplined, dedicated, knowing there's a mission, literally pouring out his whole essence. Guys, will you pull up the Teddy Roosevelt quote? Teddy Roosevelt quote in the arena, and then put it on screen. I want to read that on air. You know, it doesn't matter about the critics, people that never actually do anything and just sit back and throw stones, people like Ron Paul. What matters is the man in the arena. And you may not win every time, but as long as you're doing right, in the end, you'll be an example to others who are going to win. And it doesn't matter one way or the other, Ron Paul, win, loses, or draws. If he wins, we probably get this country back faster. But if he loses, the ideas are there, and ideas are bulletproof. And it's called the man in the arena. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, and whose shortcomings come short again and again. It's so far away I can't read it, so we'll just print it later and I'll read it. But again, I'm going to try it again. Here we go. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, like I just did, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Thanks for putting that on the screen for me, guys. Listen, I know I'm standing up for what's right. I know my nightly news show isn't going to be as slick as other people's. I don't care. It's the information. I know I'm not the best-looking talk show host in the world. I know I'm not even the most eloquent, but I know basic principles of liberty, and I'm a fighter, and I'm not backing down. I'm committed. And there's a good feeling in being fearless. I'm not writing my family off from danger from the government. I realize they have no future if I don't commit them and everything else I am to the fight for liberty. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? So they do have a chance. I've got to commit everything. And it's that attitude. And Ron Paul, I'm 37 years old, and I know his schedule. I work 70% as much as he does. He's 76 years old, and he works like a tireless slave to liberty. I mean, I don't know how you describe it. And he's not perfect, but he's the best thing we've seen in a generation. Get behind Ron Paul. I got all this news. I want to get to your calls. Don't forget, the TV show launches tomorrow night, 9/1/11. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become one. Support us in the fight against the globalists. Get the reports and get them out to everybody you know. Information is power.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.